Okay, hi.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, it's on.
Is mine? Okay, yes.
Mine not.
Mine not either.
Recording works.
1, 2, 3.
So it's in the recording.
As long as Linda, you're getting it, that's fine. Okay. Marta, obviously not the match you would have hoped for today or the result, but you must be proud of your results this week overall.
Of course it sucks to lose in the final. And especially a match like this, I couldn't produce a fight and, you know, she was really on top today. So, yeah, but overall, obviously very proud of myself this week.
Marta, congrats on the final. In terms of not being able to produce the fight today, how much of that was the crazy week kind of catching up to you today, and how much of it was the tennis that Elena was able to produce?
I think 90% my tiredness played a role today. Every morning I didn't know what to expect from myself on the court today because really, me being able to put off this whole week and, you know, play an amazing tennis yesterday was something incredible and something I would never expect I can do. So, but today it was, you know, obviously I was very nervous. I wanted to win a lot this one. And, yeah, it's, I think there were a lot of things together and, yeah, I just couldn't probably bear it anymore.
Did you have the feeling before the match that you are tired, or, well, did it then really come in and you were not able to recover?
I don't know because I wasn't looking for this feeling before the match. If I'm tired or not, I just try to prepare myself as much as possible for this match. And yeah, and when I was on court, it was one point after another, game after game, and I really couldn't produce pretty much anything today.
You're rightly proud of your achievements this week, and this year as a whole, I heard that in your speech afterwards. But you were very frustrated on that last point, you know, you showed it with the racket throw. Do you sort of think that you didn't quite, you know, do yourself justice today?
I think it was more like, have you ever lost a match for Porsche? That hurts. I mean, I honestly, when I lost a match in San Diego, it didn't hurt as much as today because it's the only tournament in the world when you win something in the final besides, you know, a title and the prize money. So, of course, this is something I really wanted, and yeah, I think whoever loses here in the final will understand me really well.
Marta, would you then consider this week what you said in terms of what you were able to pull off this week? Is this week a breakthrough week for you in terms of what you were able to accomplish? Does it feel that way?
It's much shorter tournament than a Grand Slam, even though it's a very high-level tournament, so I don't know, you know, because the, you know, tennis itself is a very different every day, every tournament, and, you know, I can play 500 and play 4 out of 5 matches against top 10 players, but Kin Wen this year in Australia, she made it to the final of a Grand Slam without facing top 50 player. You know, so it's like, you don't know, you know, it's like, is it enough to win a Grand Slam when you play final of this tournament or not? Or you need to perform better? Or, you know, it's like, I don't measure these things if, you know, if it was a breakthrough or not, because I had really a lot of incredible weeks this year, and they were all very different level of players, but I was some weeks I was overcoming more stuff, you know, some weeks less, but I don't probably measure it in a way if it was a breakthrough or not, because it was an amazing week and I went through a lot of things, and I managed to push through and got and come out on the other side better. And this is the only thing I'm focusing on. But I don't really take this as something like incredible, you know, like wow, week of my life or whatever. No, of course it was a great week, but you know, I'm moving on.
Marta, congratulations. How would you describe the impact of Sandra Zaniewska on your game, on your improvement?
I mean, you can see the results. I will not tell you a lot of specific things, but she definitely has and had a lot of impact on my game and on my life. So it's important to have someone like this by your side, especially if it's someone that is close to you.
Hi, Marta. So at 6-2, 5-2, 40-15 down, you're facing two match points. You would go on to face another one as well, which I think you saved. Did you still believe at that point, or did you think, I just can't do this for another hour? Or did maybe your other matches this week help you in that moment think, I could get back into this? It was obviously a long way behind.
I was thinking this way earlier than match point. I tell you this, that I will not be able to handle this for more than 1 hour. I mean, I'm a human being at the end of the day, like all of us, you know. Of course, it's not like I was giving up at the end, but on the match points, I was like, yeah, you know, you gotta fight till the end, because what if she just falls now and she cannot get up and you win? You know, it's like, these kind of things but this is the only thing you can really do in these moments, because you can be delusional, but to a certain point, you know, I'm not that delusional yet to believe in something like this, because, yeah, I mean, it was really a tough week for me, you know, and I had a very, very good player on the other side. So, yeah, I was fighting, but I still, you know, I don't feel like I believed in a miracle today.
Well, would you please give us a literal translation of the Ukrainian motto you gave at the end? And the other thing, maybe an insight about these last moments, the racket damage, you having your face behind your towel, and then regetting composure, and then obviously the new challenge by the Ukrainian support during the ceremony.
So, what's the question? Yes.
He wants to understand what that...
Slava Ukraini. Slava Ukraini. It's a saying that we say in Ukraine. It says, glory to Ukraine. And people reply, glory to heroes. So I used to say it before as well, but it became more mainstream when the war began. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like... I take it as, you know, I recognize Ukrainian people abroad because this is the way you know. For example, I don't know, we're in Monaco, for example, and there is, you know, there are a lot of Russians, of course, and Ukrainian people. And if I see someone that I think is Ukrainian, I say, Slava Ukraini. And if they don't reply, I definitely know that they are Russian. So... but you know, I think it's important to give this recognition, you know, to Ukraine and everything that we've been through as a nation, and now it's a very difficult time, and it's continuing to be a difficult time. So I don't want anyone to forget about it, really, because it's still happening.
Okay, thank you. Very
thank you.
Much.